Police Chief Mike Holman declined to comment on the scope of the inquiry, but at a city council meeting Tuesday night, former councillor Udelka LeClaire connected it to the ongoing controversy surrounding Deputy Police Chief Jennifer Shockley.
I can stand here and look at you, Officer Shockley. We never give an order to fire you.
Since August, the council has denied accusations that they pressured former city manager Dave Martinson to discipline Shockley for creating a survey asking Unalaskans to rate their satisfaction with each councillor. When Martinson resigned last month, however, he cited long-term tension with the council that came to a head recently over a personnel decision. While it appears councillors are now under investigation for their roles in that power struggle, Councillor Dave Gregory says the extent of the probe is unclear.
There's an investigation of council members. Maybe it's Roger, maybe it's me, maybe it was Udelka, maybe it's the other council members. We don't know and we can't get any information on it.
Holman says the local public safety department is part of the investigation, but he wouldn't confirm whether other agencies are involved or comment on the timeline for completion. The most specific information came from Councillor Alejandro Bongtongal, who joined the meeting by phone. He says an attorney has asked to review his emails.
I'm being served a warrant on my computer, which I'm not happy about.
A KUCB public information request for all August emails between the city manager, mayor, and council was returned heavily redacted by the city attorney. While the community awaits more information, the council has narrowly upheld a directive that could launch a counter-investigation. At her last meeting in office, LeClaire proposed hiring a third-party investigator to look into the matter. Several current councillors argued the city should let the ongoing inquiry play out before taking any further action, but others, including James Fitch, agreed that an independent investigator is necessary, given the deputy police chief's role in the incident.
Since people who are in the public safety division are kind of part of this, then we need to get some outside assistance with this.
Councillors split over the directive 3-3, leaving Mayor Frank Kelty to cast the tiebreaker vote. He pushed the motion forward, authorizing the interim city manager and city attorney to explore the possibility of contracting for a separate investigation. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.